Track number 12, Basilica della Chiara. According to legend, on the 29th of April 1596, a deaf-mute young man by the name of Marchino reacquired his power of speech while standing in front of an image of the Virgin Mary. News of this miracle soon spread, and in less than a year building work had started for the Basilica della Chiara. This is one of the best-known Marian temples in Italy, and lies on the site where a church and convent of the Servite Fathers had previously stood. The basilica was designed by the Ferrara architect Alessandro Balbi, and its construction, commissioned to the Reggio architect Francesco Pacchioni, started in 1597. It is a major example of Baroque architecture in Emilia. Construction work of the dome, designed by Pacchioni, started in 1605. But the initial result was thought to be disproportionate and was demolished. It was subsequently rebuilt on a design by Cosimo Pugliani from Siena. The top of the facade has a triangular pediment. The relief of the Beata Vergine della Chiara on the main portal is a work of Salvatore da Verona. At the foot of the three steps leading up to the grand building, notice the monument marking the site where the miraculous image was once painted on the wall of the original convent building. The interior has a Greek cross plan with an apse extension and is decorated by a cycle of frescoes painted by the best 17th century artists in Emilia. The cloister of the basilica now houses a youth hostel. The Basilica della Chiara takes its name from the deposits of gravel, called ghiaia in Italian, left by the river that once ran through Corso Garibaldi, which is why it was called Corso della Chiara at the time. Thanks to the basilica, Corso Garibaldi is now an important religious tourist destination. A fair is now held here in the first week of September every year, but in the past this was a venue of the horse race known as the Palio di San Prospero. Opposite the basilica is the Governor's Palace, built in 1784, on the site where the St. Peter Martyr Monastery and annexed church and oratory of Santa Liberata previously stood. If you continue to walk down Corso Garibaldi, you will eventually get back to Via Emilia after passing by Piazza Gioberti with its 18-meter obelisk erected by the city in 1842 as a tribute to Aldegonda of Bavaria, the young bride of Duke Francesco V of the House of Este.